Blog Talk Radio.
I love you in Indonesia, I love you in Latvia, I love you in the Philippines. It's fucking crazy. I'm doing a show at 2:47 a.m. in the goddamn morning. I gotta say, how's it going? Now, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Monday Night Raw. I guess I can review them, can't I? Can't I not? I mean, Jesus Christ. This is not only the latest I've ever done a show, but this is also the time in which Monday Night Raw is reviewable for the first time in forever. Wait, Rousey, Lesnar. Yeah, the first time for fucking ever, ladies and gentlemen. Monday Night Raw. It's been a roller coaster to say the least. So all I can tell you is, if you didn't like the show, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it, because this is some of the shit that we saw from the Attitude Era. And basically, a tag match, really, Natalya and Rousey. My goodness. I wanted results, Vinny. Thank you. Okay. So basically, Renee Young, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, congratulations, Renee. She did get the announcing spot for Monday Night Raw. Thank you, Jesus. It's funny, the Shield is now babyface, and it's kind of, well, really funny. So Braun Strowman and Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre kick off the show. Basically, promo, blah, blah, blah. And then so the Shield. Okay, Nikki Bella versus Ruby Riott. Again, I don't know why they're putting the Bellas over these girls. It's amazing. I never really cared for the Riott Squad, but I guess. The Authors of Pain versus Ronnie Ace and Nathan Bradley. Again, really, why? Why, again, Authors of Pain win. Dee-doo. Triple H dresses the WWE Universe. And Triple H comes out. So, this is going to be The Undertaker versus Triple H. Blah, blah. The B-team got their contractually obligated rematch, which Ziggler and McIntyre defeated Rollins and Ambrose. What? Okay, so I guess they signed a match. There was a match between Ambrose, Rollins, Ziggler, and McIntyre, so now they're defending them at Hell in a Cell. Okay, it's Tyler Breeze versus Kevin Owens. For real, the poor kid. You really, for real, this should have been a really good match. Yeah, the analysis for this is pretty funny. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable versus The Ascension. Is this? Okay, whatever. Ronda Rousey. No, this is ridiculous. She made her second ring appearance against Mickie James and Bliss. No, this is not fair, folks. This is so not fair. Ladies and gentlemen, Elias. Oh, goodness. Mick Foley. Oh, my goodness. Oh, so he introduced Finn Balor. Okay. So, Balor defeated Elias. So, I'm guessing this is the babyface / whatever. Braun Strowman. Blah, blah, blah. So, I'm sorry. Just reading these results makes me want to laugh my ass off. Do you know why? Do you know fucking why? Because reading what was said earlier, Cody Rhodes said, you know what? The Bullet Club can join NXT because no one gives a fuck. You see, folks, the reason why I'm reviewing Monday Night Raw is because I'm not contractually obligated to World Wrestling Entertainment. But I am, however, going to tell you there is such a thing as clarity, and that is, this is the reason why I didn't tune in, because I can just watch the replay on fucking Hulu. I can also tell you, ladies and germs, that the main fucking reason why I don't tune into Monday Night Raw every week is because this is what fans get every once in a while. You know, what we want, you know, it's a mix of babyface victories, and I don't fucking care, as long as it's a fucking good show. My thing is this, I watched some of it on my phone because some of the results come on, thank you, WWE Network. You get results and updates periodically, and so I got mine through work. I had to stay a little bit late, but that's okay. So this is the reason why I don't review WWE entirely on Mondays anymore, simply because I just can't watch it anymore. The same old shit. You bring back legends. You bring back Triple H. This is what happens. You get a good quality show, right? Yeah, it's neither here nor there. But when you watch wrestling, you can vary what you watch. I don't give a... Wow, I still have listeners at this time now? Jesus Christ. Some good shit. Yeah, for sure. No, bro, like... I feel personally that if I were to watch WWE now, I would have to stick with SmackDown Live. And I've said this multitude of times. SmackDown Live, even NXT, is getting kind of redundant. It's getting better, but it's getting redundant to the point where, oh, let's pull a Monday Night Raw angle, you know, with Aleister Black getting knocked out. How is that like a WWE Raw angle? An angle is, you know, define this. Let's look up the definition, folks, of what a story angle is, because I'm not for sure. Story angle definition. Okay. So, by definition, story angle definition is the angle is the point or theme of the news feature or story, which is most often found in the lead of an article. Well, that's not how wrestling works. Is basically the point or the theme. What point are you trying to make by making WWE Raw hardcore? What point are you trying to make by implementing that WWE Raw will once again be great? This is not a fucking Trump campaign slogan, man. Come on. This is a wrestling show in which it wasn't bad tonight. Although, whenever Foley shows up, you know, he's either going to be commissioner for a night or whatever he is. I can almost fucking guarantee you that every time now that someone special comes on, they're going to insult Elias because he's a good worker, and that means he can ploy with the crowd or play with the crowd and give the fans what exactly they want, what it is exactly that they want. So, overall, I can fucking tell you, even though I don't have a guest on my show and I haven't had one on in for quite some time, I don't really, watching wrestling, people have their own thoughts and opinions on it. I have mine as well. So, sir, if you really think that I'm going to sit here the entire time talking about World Wrestling Entertainment, you are sadly mistaken. Block. Thank you. Go fuck yourself. Sorry, Danny, I really did steal your mantra, but not mantra, but your slogan when people act like fools. Anyways, whenever people tune in to Monday Night Raw, they turn it on, they say, oh, this is a great show, until they start the fucking shit off with a promo. Why? What was, I get Raw is more theatrical in a sense, through which you cannot change. You just can't. You cannot fucking change what is WWE's Raw's format. Kind of, sort of, cannot. I've got 50 minutes left, though. This is going to be a fucking fun ride, isn't it? Thank God I work nights. Anyways, so, folks, you want the skinny on where good old B-Train was? Guess what? I still did a fucking show because I can do as best I can. Here it is. I watched Monday Night Raw. A friend of mine has, you know, an account on Apple for USA. Boy, you know, that was much better than watching my Raiders get beat tonight. It was ugly. It wasn't pretty. But you know what? Still love us. I still love my Raiders. Again, though, when I turned on Monday Night Raw, I was not expecting the fucking Samoan drop on the announce table, Roman Reigns and, you know, Braun Strowman. Let's be specific here. Let's, you know, get our specifics out of the way, what I liked and what I didn't like. That Foley came back, I'm not really a big fan of. You know, because every time you bring Mick back, it just makes me want him to come back. I really like Mick. The fact that Triple H comes out, it just brings out good memories and bad memories. Wait, bad memories? No. Let's see. The women's match was probably the worst of the night. You got Natalya, who is mentoring Miss Baszler's best friend. And I do say Miss because here's the thing. Rousey has no place in a wrestling ring, and that's because her basics, she didn't have any fucking psychology. How does she fucking know anything that she could fucking wrestle? You know, she goes from UFC to wrestling. You'd think that she would be able to be taught the fucking basics. But no. They're just, it's just the same shit. Judo throw, fucking arm drag. There's no arm drags. There's literally no fucking arm drags. She doesn't know how to take bumps. She looks very uncomfortable out there. I mean, you saw the Nia Jax match with her, Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey at Money in the Bank. I'm being specific. The reason why the match at WrestleMania was so good is because Hunter and Angle, Kurt Angle ran the match. And I just, you know, I'm so fucking happy that WWE Raw ran the way it fucking did. Because this is the shit that I used to see, my friends used to see on a daily fucking weekly basis. Every single Monday would leave you on the edge of your seats. Now, granted, this version of wrestling is different than the Attitude Era for, you know, a very good reason. I have a friend of mine who wrestled during that said era. He wrestled mainly in the opening shows like Sunday Night Heat and various other shows. But you said different, like he says, and like many others say, different flavors of ice cream. You're not always going to get the same show. But guys, let's be fucking brutally honest, shall we? Monday Night Raw compared to Ring of Honor. SmackDown Live. Ring of Honor. There seems to be a common fucking thing. Okay. Whenever you watch a wrestling show, it varies. Evolve, CZW, I mean, the list can go on and on about how good it is, how fucking great it is. So, my thing is this. If you don't pay attention to what has been going on or have not been paying attention, the WWE has been implementing a lot of stuff that I've seen around lately, like Shimmer, an all-women's pay-per-view. I mean, maybe it's the first of its kind, you know, Evolution, not knocking on it, but all-women's movement. I mean, come on, folks, there's all-women's wrestling around the world, maybe not as well known as WWE, but seeing as how they're trying to promote it more, that's great. It's much, women's wrestling in WWE is much better than what it was. Not only that, folks, but if we're going to discuss the entirety of Monday Night Raw without me falling asleep, then I've got to keep awake by being a rambling fool, okay? So, yeah. They open the show, you have a promo, then the Shield comes out and wants revenge. Every end has to have a meet. I get it. But son of a backside bitch, what in the fuck? it takes this long to have action in a tag team division of women? You have Rousey and Natalya. I don't know about you folks, but I've harped on this quite a bit. Rousey has no fucking training. She's just eye candy to the dudes who take a look at her butt and her other features, okay? Does she have talent? Sure, it's probably hidden in the fucking archives of her memory of how to fucking work. But I think UFC suits you better, dude. I like you better in UFC than I do in professional wrestling, and here's why. When you don't have any general idea or psychology, for that matter, not just psychology, but general respect for the women who have worked their asses off, and they're like, oh, well, we're pretty good friends outside the ring. That doesn't fucking matter. You fucking suck. Which is why, Rousey, we booed you. We, as in the crowd in Brooklyn, booed your ass after you won the championship, which you had no fucking right to, I don't know when, because Alexa Bliss, she's fought in NXT, she's managed Murphy, for fuck's sakes, and her punishment was to job to Ronda Rousey at SummerSlam at Barclays. Now, folks, I know I'm all over the place, but here's the deal. If you're going to force feed Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns down our throats, here's a fucking thought. Do not do said dastardly deed, because if you do, then the fans will just be like, oh, yeah, Braun Strowman, yay, not really. Can work for a big guy. That's pretty much it. Everything else, I don't know. He's a good entertainer for the Mixed Match Challenge. I really don't know moving forward what the whole situation with Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns will be, but I do know one thing. You attempt to understand where WWE is going with Raw. I don't know. Hunter's been on the show a few times. Taker's been on. Michaels has been on. Who's next? Stone Cold Steve Austin, because you already had Nick come back. The Founding Fathers of Attitude. The reunion. I mean, all you're missing is Billy Gunn, because fucking Armstrong's sitting in the back. I love those guys to death, don't get me wrong, but seeing them makes me want them more. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of disheartening to see Mick Foley and how, you know, how much weight, not lost, but it's disheartening not see him working is what I'm getting at, man. Kyle from Memphis, Tennessee. How many Memphis, Tennesseans do I have? 18. Holy shit. How many people from Granny's home state, Arkansas? Okay, 19. The reasoning why I don't like seeing certain legends come back is because there's a hankering for them. There's a hunger to see them work again. So all the fucking time when I saw the updates on Monday Night Raw, I was just like, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. It's confusing, folks. Because Monday Night Raw can be great at times, and then it can be really shitty. So, in other words, you never know what you're going to get. It's like the movie Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Son of a bitch, I'm going southern here at this late hour. But you know what? It's 3:06 in the fucking morning, and I was late, you know, and went to the bar, had me a good time. I lost track of time and saw an old friend of mine. She's very, very awesome lady. She's getting married. Shout out to my girl, Cassie Alvado. I love you, dear. I'll always love you. If you're a sister of mine, you know. Anyways, I'm getting sentimental on my own show. So, it's the adventure watching Monday Night Raw. It's also when the title is titled, When No One Is Watching. Is it because Ring of Honor is getting edgy? Is that why WWE is pulling out all the stops, bringing all these legends back? And the ratings on GareWick.net, dude, it's still a 3.5, so that's about average. You need about 5 to be considered a decent show, I guess, 4 or 5. I'm talking about millions. They average it out by how many viewers turn in the first hour, the second hour, and the third hour, and it averages out divided by 3. That's the number of hours by the show. Of course, most of you know this. Some of you don't care, but I'm just going to say this. Ring of Honor, okay, Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes. Joey Janela, Hangman Page, I can go on down the list. Punishment Martinez, the Briscoe Brothers, SoCal Boys, God Almighty. The quality versus the quantity aspect. Is that a thing in professional wrestling? Like I said, I'm not taking sides, but right now it's fairly obvious what I'm going for, what I'm shooting for to tell you is that Ring of Honor is making WWE run for the hills because at this point, folks, Ring of Honor is number one in the world. It's the number one rated company in the fucking world when it comes to professional wrestling. Believe what you want to believe, but I just am basing this off of facts. But what you're reading is that when you put in ROH wrestling, they are ranked number one in the world. New Japan second, CZW third. I believe ICW is number four, you know, and 5. Well, it's World Wrestling Entertainment. They're still up there on the top 10. But at the same fucking token, if you take a gander at what Ring of Honor has been doing, Marty Scurll, Kazuchika Okada, names, folks, more than just putting the names to, you know, to shame, it's they're actually using their roster instead of putting names like Cesaro and Sheamus to do nothing. They're on SmackDown Live, I get it. But what I'm telling you is when you utilize talent, not just utilize, but actually produce an actual interesting show, then maybe, just maybe, you might have gained the interest of fans, but don't do what you do all the time, and that's do the opposite of what the fans want to see or would like to see. Because, I mean, there's the prime example. Are they going to go back to being the shitty-ass Monday Night Raw that you see every single fucking week? Every other week or whatever? One of the areas of improvements that needs to happen is when you get a celebrity into your realm of professional wrestling, perhaps maybe it suggests that they get training, proper training. Now, granted, no one has better no one has a better job of supervising than Natalia. Yeah, see, folks, Natalia is kind of like the godmother of professional wrestling. No one really takes her seriously, other than the fact that she's a mentor, an influence for the women's locker room. She's a leader. Oh, you know, there's just a shit ton of stuff you don't know that Natalia does fairly well. I just threw my shoes across them. Hopefully, it didn't wake Benny up. But, folks, there is such a thing as wondering and questioning. No one's watching. I don't think no one's watching when you have an average of 2 million people watching the show, but when you really take a look at the statistics as far as viewership and ratings, you're not. Some of you are missing the fucking point. I'm not saying you don't have to just abide by what I say. What I'm telling you is watch whatever the fuck you want to watch. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But don't sit there and patronize one another on my fucking show, during my fucking show, that is, because why? Wrestling will always be up and down, up and down, up and down. Monday Night Raw, I don't think is there such a thing as confused, bewildered, what? Okay, so they went this direction. No one expects WWE Raw to be explosive. So I'm guessing that Triple H is there to supervise shit. Because, look, take a look, folks. He's there, Shawn Michaels and Taker. Shawn Michaels gets no fucking pop. Taker gets, all the crowd reaction in the world last week. Comparatively speaking, this week, so I noticed that Authors of Pain have a brand new fucking set of set of wardrobe. They should fucking pay attention to what they wear, but, it's kind of like the Shield. The Shield wears the same old shit, and when they get into bar fights or brawl fights or whatever, as JR would say, a Pier 6 brawl, there's always blue jeans on. Roman always still wears the fucking Kevlar because he hasn't changed his fucking gimmick. I don't fucking care. But I am happy to announce, folks, or podcast to the world, that Braun Strowman got put through a fucking announce table. And this time the crowd didn't pull out a beach ball. And it's so fucking funny. You guys think that I like seeing beach balls it was entertaining. Kind of, sort of, not really. At Money in the Bank, when my friend and I saw the beach ball and did the wave during Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal, I'm going to say it. I blame Jinder. He fucking sucks. As far as, they should have. Everyone says they never should have given him the championship. Well, when Rusev got hurt, and someone said, "You don't claim to know." No, it's basically what. If I say what you read, you're going to be like, "Oh, what a fucking mark." We all are marks. And that's another thing I'm going to touch base with again, because some people seem to fucking forget. We're all marks for somebody. Doesn't matter if you're a business owner or a promoter. You were once upon a time a mark for somebody growing up. That's all I'm saying. All right, folks. So why not? I mean, never lose this. It's Spunk. I'm about to go inside the head of good old Beatrice. But before we do, if you'd like to join the Monster Factory, go to monsterfactory.org, email Danny Cage. I'm sure one of his workers will get back to you at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. They are now partnered with the Ring of Honor Dojo. Make your dreams of becoming a professional wrestler come true. Invest in yourself. monsterfactory.org. For more information, again, like I said, contact Danny Cage on the website on monsterfactory.org. The phone number is on the website. Also, the email is monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. This does not conclude the advertisements. I haven't done these in forever. For those of you wanting to fight the good fight against cancer, go to connorscure.org. Again, that's connorscure.org, susangcomen.org. Fight to fight against cancer, folks. My dad is fighting the good fight. I know he's got a lot of years left in him. I lost my Aunt Judy a long time ago. A lot of people, do the marathons. Support your friend. Bring them to a wrestling show. Just support. People need support. For those of you who want to make your child's wish come true, go to makeawish.com. Type in the name of their favorite superstar, female superstar, NBA All-Star, NHL star, NFL, MLB, whomever. And make your child's wish come true today. For those of you wanting to subscribe to the network, go to WWE.com. Go to the tab where it says network. Sign up. Get your first month free, which means you will get Evolution in October. You will get Hell in a Cell. You will also, if you don't want to continue the subscription, you can get Ring of Honor Study, you can get PWG, Smoky Mountain Pro, you can get WCCW, WCW, NWA, AWA, IWA, Mid-South, so on and so forth. Smoky Mountain Pro, I just said, AWA, NWA. You can see the Monday Night Wars. You can see a crap ton of stuff. ECW. You can go to your local GameStop, Dollar Generals, Best Buy, 7-Eleven. And that's all. For the advertisements, oh yeah, Catch Evolution in Long Island. Make sure you get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, or you can visit the WWE Shop website. Go to StubHub.com, TickPick. You can go to Metro Seats. Whatever you want to do, folks. All right. Take care of yourselves. I'm not done yet. Dig it. Get into the mind of good old Brian Rails. Dig it. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. All right, folks, let's call it how it is. When no one's watching WWE Raw, let's watch again? I'm not falling for that bullshit just because Triple H is wrestling The Undertaker in Australia and just because Mick Foley shows up and just because Braun Strowman takes a Samoan drop onto the announce table. I'm not falling for that crock of shit. Because, like I said, folks, I have vowed that I'm not going to watch Monday Night Raw as long as Ronda Rousey is on the TV, because why? Lesnar never showed up for 9 times. She shows up more than Lesnar, so they're implementing the fact that, aha, we got him. He didn't see a good show, so when he tunes in, we're going to give him a shitty show. I don't give a fuck. Here's the thing. When watching WWE, you say, here we go, especially at WrestleMania when you spend close to $6,000 and all of a sudden you go to the Superdome and The Undertaker's match, great. Sasha, so Cesaro and Sheamus' entrance was, I love their fucking entrance at WrestleMania 34. That was actually badass. But see, there's good and there's bad when you watch World Wrestling Entertainment. Ring of Honor, folks, it was in Chicago. Mind you, there's several question marks that raise, not about Ring of Honor. Should we not watch it? Oh, hello, Kendra from UK. Myra? Is that it? Moira? Sorry if I mispronounced your name. Moira, is that how you say it? Oh, for real, that is badass. Moira McTaggart. I understand. I'm marking out because that's the name off of X-Men Apocalypse. The X-Men Days of Future Past. Yes, I get it. So what brings you to my wrestling show? Oh, what are my thoughts on SmackDown Live? It's not aired yet, but I, yes and no. Yes to the fact that I would love to see Paige, you know, come back. It's like I'm turning the fucking corner here. I used to hate her. Well, I kind of still do a little bit here and there. She just misunderstood, that's all. And what do I think SmackDown Live will happen? I would hope that it's going to outdo Monday Night Raw. I firmly believe that the shit show is probably going to be SmackDown Live, folks. I hate to admit it. But here's the thing. The reason why I never tune into Monday Night Raw, one, I work Mondays. Two, I catch the replay from friends who basically spoil it for me because I tell them to sometimes. There's a difference between spoiling a show and wanting it to be spoiled because you're just at the point where, Jesus Christ, where the fuck was this all fucking 2 weeks ago? You know, the reason why I say 2 weeks ago is because, just don't understand, man. Watching this show for its entirety has been up and down, up and down. The fact that the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw, and I'm going back even further, at the Manhattan Center, It's where I went. There was no fun stuff, interaction for the fans. There was no retro stuff for us to go off of. So it was just like one big clusterfuck right after the other. There was no hints in the meat. Undertaker gave a weird cryptic promo. The NWO showed up, or actually Razor Ramon and Diesel, whatever. Basically a clique reunion. I didn't mind that, because all the good folk came through the Manhattan Center, and Barclays got the fucking Raw end of the deal, like it always does. Raw has not been a very consistent show, as far as you don't know who the fuck's going to show up. Okay, that's a good thing, right? So spontaneity is one good thing going for Raw. The other things about that show, I don't know. I would just tell you, if you were to watch it for the first time, enter at your own risk. It's not going to influence your opinion. Just fucking watch it. Ring of Honor, on the other hand, holy fuck. That shit is very entertaining to the point where I would watch it. I would talk about it. I would tell people, if it had a magazine, buy it. If Ring of Honor was to come to Brooklyn for like a house show, I guarantee fucking to you that house show would sell out quicker than a fucking house show for WWE. Just saying. Now, does that sound like a straight diss? Yes, because I'm not going to hold back any further. I don't side with people. I don't side with companies. But at this point in time, holy fuck. If WWE didn't pull the trigger tonight, I wouldn't have even taken interest in reviewing its show. But here I am. I'm a broadcast journalist. Considering the fact that I didn't go to journalism school, I can still inform you all. You've got a crap ton of wrestling right now going on around the world. You've got New Japan. You've got CZW, which, that's funny because it's located in Pennsylvania. It's basically ECW 2.0. But with less talent and less intrigue and less interest. So what I can inform you is, when watching Ring of Honor, you'll see quality tag team matches. For example, the Briscoe Brothers versus the SoCal Boys. And yes, I'm basing this off of All In. I have periodically watched Ring of Honor grow since its inception in 2002. So basically, that's as long as John Cena's career. And the fun part is, folks, these guys and gals are the cast-offs that WWE, it's not that they didn't want them, it's just they didn't see a need or use for them. So here's my theory, okay? Not theory, my thoughts. When you're watching Ring of Honor, look for a good match every single time. There's crescendo matches. Basically, Jay Lethal versus Flip Gordon. It tells a fucking story to a fan. Certain fans, they only care about flippy shit, flippy bullshit. Other fans really don't give a fuck. They just want a good fucking brawl, like me. I just want violence. Call me a sadist, but, you know, that's what I look for. All right, so whenever you watch current product WWE, you say to yourself, Jesus flipping Christ, bro. I don't know whether to be enthralled by what you're trying to present to the fans as far as, oh, okay, so somebody's got Samoan dropped off the stage. Or in prior, like long ago, Kevin Owens got tossed off the stage with a porta potty. I'm glad you guys are bringing back the heat, because you guys need it. The same thing goes, you know, for NXT. If it weren't for Velveteen challenging Johnny Gargano, I don't think I'd be fucking watching WWE right now. Not just in the NXT side of things, but I'm so glad and thrilled that SmackDown Live basically put on a clinic. At one point, they still are. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Asuka, Carmella, or Peyton Royce, Billy Kay. The dynamic of SmackDown Live's roster, of course, is going to be different, but I am going to tell you, I can stand or sit to watch 2 hours of pure wrestling. But I mean pure wrestling, I mean something that's fucking entertaining, not 60 zillion promos, and not something that's going to put me to or bore me to fucking tears. So, what I meant for the title to sound like or be like is, well, no one's watching, so why should we fucking care? There's got to be a rhyme or a fucking reason why, you produce a show that gives fans exactly what we want. And right now, to be honest with you, I'm shocked at some of my friends saying, oh, Monday Night Raw is coming to Kansas City, blah, blah, blah. Good thing I'm in Brooklyn, because here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't mind Monday Night Raw. I really do. But after watching it, where I'm from, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole because you're not going to have it. You don't want to give all the explosives away during a fireworks show. Right? You don't want the finale at the very first leg of the show. You want to ease it up, tease it, whatever. Do whatever you have to do. Sounds very sexual, but still. All I can tell you is, guys, Monday Night Raw, comparatively speaking to Ring of Honor, and I've said this multiple times, when you have combustible elephants like Cody Rhodes and Chris Jericho, or not Cody Rhodes and Nick Aldis, or Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega, which I'm so fucking stoked for their feud to build again. The fact that Chris Jericho did a wrestling show, and then went and flew to Merriam, Kansas from Chicago, man is nuts. He's doing movies, doing all kinds of shit. Can anybody from WWE do that? I'm pretty sure you can tell me Miz and David Otunga, but multiple stars from Ring of Honor can tell you, well, we do other things aside from wrestling. We do this, we do that, we do TV shows, we do this. We did this appearance, and then we went straight to the show. It's getting to the point where I'm getting to think, folks, that the new WCW, or the new version of WCW, is Ring of Honor. Because it's the company that's giving way more to the fans than meets the eye than WWE is in some regards. Now, granted, WWE has, again, like I said, SmackDown Live, a very good women's division, and a very strong rapport with charities. But what I'm going to say is may hurt some of your feelings is Monday Night Raw has not been the same since a lot of the older guys have left. And that being said, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mick Foley, Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, because they do other shows. They do other independent showings. Carlito even does extra showings. He did one with a buddy of mine named Kurt Gannon, CEW in Iowa. So there's a prime example, dudettes, of people doing things outside of wrestling and making a success and still having time to do the wrestling. What sets Ring of Honor apart from Raw is what you're asking, Terry? Is that what you're asking? Well, I know this is going to sound crazy, but if you keep it simple, stupid, your audience will believe pretty much anything. You can really get the emotion from a crowd just by gauging them. Seeing, it's like a mad science experiment when it's professional wrestling, folks. You got to think like a fan. Think how a fan would think. Okay, I know they're going to pop if I do this. Some guys get fortunate, some guys do not. Ring of Honor, basically, their crowd was so into their show and All In, you could have just felt or heard no pins drop. So, understand, when they presented their show versus Money in the Bank that came to the Allstate Arena, also, folks, they showed the fans, hey, we can give you a show, we can give you a balance. WWE shows you, they don't give you a balance, they just give you what they feel, and that is, okay, we have one really good show, and the next 2 weeks are going to be not so great, they'll be okay. That's the initial reaction that I feel every time I watch a WWE wrestling show. I've not been to a house show, but I do believe, actually, yes, that's a lie. They have them every time at Madison Square Garden. So, I mean, literally, I'm surprised my friends, like I said, are posting about going to WWE Raw. You never know what kind of show it's going to be, so you can't really judge. I get it. I get that aspect. But I really fucking don't understand, what I'm saying. I get it. It's wrestling. And you know what, though? Here's the thing. When you try and watch a full 3-hour show, sometimes you fall asleep. Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to do or get. Like I said earlier, it's the Forrest Gump saying, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what the fuck you're going to get. It's sad, isn't it? You go into professional wrestling, it's the nature of the business. You don't know whether you're going to have a great night or a bad night. You don't know whether you're going to consider retiring or come back out of retirement. Because wrestling's so fucking predictable. When you watch a wrestling show, you expect, oh, it's fireworks, explosives, whatever. There's going to be fun. There's going to be people falling off the stage. You're getting beat up, whatever shit you want. But, folks, not when you watch Monday Night Raw. Even though tonight's show was way better than most of the shows that had been airing, recently. And speaking of which, I'm so glad my phone has the capabilities of doing this shit. Now I'm going to add a screen here. We're going to look at the ratings for Monday Night Raw, because Gerwick. Or you can see, just do this, WWE ratings 2018. Oh, goodness. Lowest viewership in 2018. You see, I'm sorry. This is according to SportsKita.com. WWE has reached an all-time low for 2018. $2.689 million viewers. Oh my God. That's down 3.066. Raw drew only that's pretty sick. The final hour drew 2.549 million viewers. So the show's fall in viewership could be because of any one of a number of reasons. The past month has seen 3 pay-per-view size events in WrestleMania, the Greatest Royal Rumble, and the Backlash. Not to mention the disappointing quality of shows from the... That's just opinion, though. So, Gerwick, those are the numbers I trust, folks. Holy shit, yeah, see, they're going with SmackDown Live and Impact Wrestling. How the fuck? Okay, so, that's just terrible. 2,872,000 people have tuned into Monday Night Raw. Now, granted, this is the third through the sixth, so basically it'd be Hulu, ABS included. So SmackDown Live, I mean, what the hell? There's no fucking way. Monday Night Raw cannot be outdoing that fucking show. There's no fucking way. I just don't believe you. I mean, I really don't. Whoever is doing that show must be high in ties with the, you know, the higher ups. I mean, it's just, I don't know how they fucking, that's impossible that maybe another website could report it. Okay, I'm not going to look. I mean, for real, here's the thing, folks. When you watch a wrestling show, and I've said this a million times, you want someone to believe you want something to believe in, you want something to have faith in. And that's what pro wrestling, when I watched WWE, used to be. It used to be to the point where I believed. Now, because, you know, I've been on the other side of the spectrum, I look at things from a different point of view. I basically have seen a lot of shit. I've seen Owen Hart die. I've seen Brian Pillman, you know. I've basically seen some wrestlers die. A few. That is. So, what am I, you know, babbling on about now? Monday Night Raw used to be so explosive. It used to be so full of life. Now it's just, okay, let's drag up the legends. Let's put on a show which people have to go through. Obviously, I'm not opposed to that shit. What I'm opposed to, folks, is the inconsistency, better known as Monday Night Raw. And even with Ronda Rousey on there, that's fucking sad that the ratings are just plummeting. You know what, guys? Here's a thought. I know this is going to be out there, but maybe if you just merge or just wait till Vince croaks, because I love Vince like the rest of us, but my God, you've seen the difference between a Hunter show and a Vince show. Hunter show, meaning it's definitely got people's attention. But Vince show is, what the fuck is going on? What angles are we supposed to be following? Or you guys did the same match you did 2 weeks ago. There's just a lot of shit. There's a lot of factors that go into professional wrestling. It's not just Vince's fault. It's a whole slew of people. Michael Hayes, Kevin Dunn. More than those two. I mean, Jamie Noble has nothing to fucking do with this shit. You just point the finger and all of a sudden you get, well, names. Long story short, Monday Night Raw used to be appealing. Now it's not. You're like, well, did you watch this show? Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure Granny Hulkster is probably going to go over how she liked or disliked the show. I don't give a fuck. You know, she still likes watching it. That's fine. But what I'm trying to get at is, it's not so appealing when you see the inconsistency patterns keep going and going and going like an Energizer Bunny, and it doesn't fucking quit. Inconsistency. So Trish Stratus showed up the last previous week. But after that, you know, here's my deal, man. You keep bringing legends back. Again, I don't have an issue with. The issue I have is concerning the WWE Championship. Now, you bring a guy in that shows up every week. Braun Strowman, you know, speaking of Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman then tries to cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase, and the Shield comes back from the ashes. They rise like Phoenix from the ashes, and the Phoenix is from the ashes. And they get booed, they get cheered, they get mixed reactions. So, what better way to turn them babyface and make them bigger than life? Because Ziggler and McIntyre and Strowman align. Give me a fucking break. The worst thing to do is dredge up a group that's already been through the fucking line. Why? Why the fuck would you do so? I don't mind the Shield. I just don't. I'm questioning certain angles, stories, builds, whatever you want to fucking call it. If you guys want to fucking understand where it is that I'm coming from, why I don't like watch Monday Night Raw anymore, is because you've got some better talent in Ring of Honor than you do in WWE. Hell, Kevin Owens came from there. Adam Cole came from Ring of Honor. Sami Zayn. The fuck are you doing with them? Sure, I don't know. Kevin Owens is in the main fucking picture all the goddamn time, but Tyler Breeze versus Kevin Owens, holy Ring of Honor-ness. Is the question in my show, the show description was, is Ring of Honor better because they're keeping shit simple stupid? The answer is yes. Ring of Honor, despite people not having acting mean, I wish Ring of Honor was on network TV, because if they were, oh my lord, the ratings would go through the fucking roof. Here's why. You give the fans what we want, and you give a balance. It doesn't have to be everything that we want, but you give a balance, and you get results. You give a balance of heel victories, face victories, good stories, good builds, good arcs to follow. A lot of us wrestling fans who are smarks or marks or whatever you call us, we'll start following you. And guess what? Ring of Honor is like the newest in thing to watch as wrestling fans. You did your fucking jobs. My God. All right, you bossy bitch. I know I have 90 seconds, but still. The point is, Ring of Honor gets it. They understand what it is to entertain the fans. Why can't Monday Night Raw do this shit? You've got only a few things that stand out, or people, I should say. Asuka, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, the fact that they're having an all-women's pay-per-view, the fact that they're, you know, they've had women's Hell in a Cell matches that really didn't stand out, Charlotte, Sasha, anyone. But in conclusion, folks, I know I'm about to go off air here in a minute. Through all the psycho babble, Monday Night Raw, but Ring of Honor, okay. They actually showed us something. Showed us all a lot of shit. And I don't have time to go over the how fucking funny Joey, Janela, and Matt. 10 seconds, you bossy bitch. Hang on a second before I go, folks. Ring of Honor, comparatively speaking, is and will always be keeping it simple, stupid. WWE, wow, complicate shit and see what happens. Okay. So if you didn't like what I just told you, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, yeah, and I vow I'm not watching Monday Night Raw. You know why? Because it'll go back to being shitty as soon as Hunter has his match with Taker, and as soon as they start doing the authority angle again, or whatever fucking stupid inconsistent bullshit that they're doing. I'm proud of the fact that Braun Strowman got put through a Samoan drop, by a Samoan drop. Renee Young, congratulations, dear. But you need to go to SmackDown Live because you're an amazing talent. That's all I have to say. Dig it.